Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
Forty years ago last Tuesday, the Ohio National Guard opened fire on a crowd of Kent State College students, killing four students and wounding nine others. For years, the FBI and other state and federal agencies investigating the incident maintained that a guardsman panicked or fired intentionally at a student and others fired when they heard the shot. But on May 8, 2010 of this year, the Cleveland Plain Dealer suggested that there was audio evidence that the National Guardsmen were literally ordered to fire on the students. The paper had experts analyze a 40-year-old audio recording of the event. The recording was enhanced and evaluated by New Jersey-based audio experts Stuart Allen and Tom Owen. Both concluded that they hear someone shout, "Guard!" Seconds later, a voice yells, "All right, prepare to fire." "Get down!" someone shouts, presumably in the crowd. A voice then says, "Guard!" followed 2 seconds later by a booming volley of gunshots. According to the Plain Dealer, quote, "The command heard clearly in the enhanced audio had never been detected and may finally uncover the mystery surrounding the tragic event. 28 guardsmen, in unison, pivoted, raised their rifles and pistols, and fired 67 times into the crowd of unarmed students," unquote. This tape shows that they were ordered to do so, and that the shots were neither in response to sniper fire nor spontaneous. The four students killed at Kent State were Allison Krause, Jeffrey Miller, Sandra Schurer, and William Knox. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.